It's 95 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Tennessee could spend $1 billion federal dollars on rural health pilot programs over the next few years. And the first round of projects just got announced. This is money from the Trump administration's Rural Health Transformation Fund. States have to compete for the money every year. And Tennessee brought in more than $200 million for year one. Tennessee is spending the money on a few priority areas. First up were projects categorized under Healthy Active Rural Tennessee. Things like upgrades to parks and trails, playground access, wellness centers, and more. The goal, improving health outcomes for children, mothers, and older adults. Future rounds will focus on priorities like maternal health and medical record management. It's called a transformation fund because the projects that get funded are intended to employ new strategies to make rural communities healthier. But this program has a lot of critics nationwide. The Trump administration created the fund amid blowback to the so-called Big Beautiful Bill, which made massive cuts to health spending. Opponents say this funding won't offset that damage. Don't you hate it when you go to buy a concert ticket and the price suddenly jumps because of mysterious additional fees? A new paper from Vanderbilt shows those fees and price markups from online scalpers cost ticket buyers $11 billion a year. Arts and culture reporter Justin Barney tells us more.
Ticket gouging is not new. It happened in the 1800s when scalpers bought tickets to Charles Dickens' book tour and then resold them for 10 times the price. The difference now is technology. Scalpers create algorithms and bots that can buy thousands of tickets in an instant and then resell them all at a higher price. And there is no limit on the fees that can be added on. Additionally, a federal jury recently determined that Ticketmaster is a monopoly, a ruling that they are appealing. So if ticket buyers want to avoid fees, which are often hidden, inescapable, and tacked on at the last moment, they have nowhere else to go. So they bite the bullet and buy the ticket, leading to huge profits for these companies. But it doesn't have to be this way. The paper suggests a law banning online ticket brokers and capping processing fees at 10%. Some states have already taken steps in this direction. The paper calls on states like Tennessee to do the same.